We're going to be reading tonight out of Psalms again, Psalms 119. Psalms 119.
We haven't done this about asking people to stand reading this portion, but I'm going to start from tonight on about asking everyone to stand as we read any type of the Word of God. And so, looks like all that are here tonight stand anyway. I'm glad that you are. All right, so we have three. We start in verse 65 tonight and read down to verse 88.
Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I have kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver.
Amen. Thanks, sister.
Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding, that I may learn thy commandments, that they that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let my tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed.
Thank you.
My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after that loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth.
Amen. All right, so we're going to be preaching out of 1 John here this Wednesday night. And so we'll begin reading in verse 5. 1 John chapter 5, or 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. It says, this then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name here this evening. We thank you for the reading of your word in Psalms 119. We thank you for 1 John. Lord, how we've read it for 30 days and God has blessed our hearts and it has illuminated our minds. It has brought comfort to our souls. God, it has helped us, dear God, to understand you more clearly. Father, it's brought us closer to you. Whole desire, dear God, was to wash us and to cleanse us, to saturate us with God. And Lord, tonight we're still interested, God, in that bath, God, that washing. And we're praying tonight, Lord, you take your word again, Lord, and you bathe us in that word. God, you might sanctify us, you might cleanse us. God, you might separate us from this world and dedicate us to yourself. Father, we're desiring tonight, dear God, that you do more for us, God, and in us. Lord, we're asking tonight, God, that we'll give you more of our lives. God, submit more of our hearts to you. God, I can just say for me tonight, I surrender all. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I'm going to preach here tonight on what say ye. You ever heard that term before, what say ye? And so I've heard that several times in different places and things of that nature. But we find in the scripture here, we see in verse 6, it says, if we say. And verse 8 says, if we say. And then verse 10 says, if we say. So there's some things about what do you say or what say ye. And so tonight I want to kind of put us in 1 John as we've been going through 1 John. I know you might be thinking, Brother Ray, how many messages we did in 1 John? Are we ever going to get our 1 John? You know, there's a 2 John and a 3 John and 4, I mean, on and on. And I'm thinking, okay, you're right, but there's just some more things, amen. So tonight we'll be talking a little bit about, still about fellowship, about the things of what fellowship is. And let me just remind you tonight that fellowship tonight is sharing. It's sharing. Tonight it's contributing or distributing. Tonight it's participating. And so tonight we find that this fellowship that we're talking about is acting. It's an action. Fellowship is not entering into with somebody, or fellowship tonight is not coming with someone. Fellowship tonight is an action. And so if you're going to be in fellowship with God, you've got to be active towards God. If you're going to be in fellowship with Jesus tonight, you're going to have to be active towards Jesus. If you're going to be in fellowship with the Spirit of God, you're going to be active with the Spirit of God. If you're going to have fellowship with the church tonight, you're going to have to be active with the church. And that's just how it is. That's just the way that it's going to happen and go. And so tonight we're going to talk about it again. And so it's not being together tonight, fellowship. A lot of times we think of that, like maybe like Saturday night we're going to say we'll have a Christmas fellowship, right? That'd be kind of the terms and of what we're going to have. But that's sort of saying that we're going to gather together, right? But that's not the true word fellowship. You'll not find fellowship used in other terminologies outside the church. It's a church word. It's a Bible word. It's a God word, fellowship. Fellowship is not available for the world. They don't know nothing about fellowship. The word fellowship has everything to do with God, has everything to do with Christ and the Holy Spirit of God in the church. And so you can't have fellowship outside of God. And so the world has sort of kidnapped our that name. They sort of have taken captive the word fellowship tonight and has blown out of proportion. And so tonight, we need to know what it is. We need to know what it means. We need to know how do we fellowship. And we have learned since Sunday morning that the last church that's going to be of the age is the church of the Laodiceans. And it's God, the Lord Jesus, sitting on the outside of the church, knocking, asking to come in so that he can sup with the church and the church can sup with him. And so we find the church in the last age is going to have no fellowship with Jesus. And so it's mightily important that we're not that church. You're not that people tonight. And so fellowship is not being together, but doing together. Doing together. Me and God are doing together. That's fellowship. Me and Christ is doing together. Me and the Spirit is doing together. Me and the church is doing together. And we can enjoy this fellowship. All right? So I want you to know, number one, about this fellowship, and it's going to be more than that tonight, but we have to begin there because that's what John begins with. And so we saw that John had a relationship. From a relationship comes fellowship. Out of fellowship comes worship. And that's how it goes. It's in that order. You can't have worship without relationship. You can't have fellowship without relationship. And we can't have worship without fellowship. And so we can't just say, okay, I'm going to have worship tonight, and you don't have no relationship. Or I'm going to have worship tonight, and you're not in fellowship with God. It's not going to happen tonight. You might be in church, but you're not in fellowship, and you won't be in worship. Now, you might go through the motions. You might read the scriptures. You might sing the songs. You might pray the prayers. You may give the offering. You may do a lot of things, but that doesn't mean that there's fellowship going on with you. Amen? And so we have to make that clear. Now, I want you to notice tonight the declaration that's made here. John says in this verse 5, he says, "This then is the message which we have heard of him." Now, him is Jesus. He says, "Heard of him and declare unto you." So the declaration tonight is this: God is light, in him is no darkness. God is light, in him is no darkness. That's the declaring. That's the declaration. Now, the source of this declaration is important. If somebody's going to tell you something tonight, somebody's going to give you some information, somebody's going to give you some knowledge, the source of that knowledge, the source of that information is 100% important, or more important than what you got. The message you received cannot be more than the source that you received it from. So tonight, if you're going to find that the what you hear is a message, the message and its source tonight has a whole lot to do with its truth. So we find the source of this message that John got is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a pretty good source. Here in verse 5, the message came from Christ. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, you have turned there, but Jesus knew no sin. I'm talking about the source. The source of the message that God is light and in him is no darkness at all, that source is Christ who knew no sin. I think I could trust that, don't you? Not only did he not know no sin, but the Bible says in 1 Peter 2 and verse 22, who did no sin. Not only did he not know sin, but he did know sin. The third thing about Jesus that we want to talk about, the source, is Hebrews 4:15 says, he is who is without sin. So he knew no sin, he did no sin, he's without sin. And then in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 5, it says, and you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. So we're talking about a source tonight that knows no sin, did no sin, he is without sin, there is no sin in him. Then Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25 said, he is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. I would say to you that the message that John heard, that God is light and there is no darkness in him at all, is trustworthy. It is something tonight that we can take to heart. Something tonight we can take to heaven. Tonight we can die with this message knowing that is completely true. Because the source who told that God is light is Jesus, who has no sin at all. There's no at all. It's reliable. It's right. And so tonight, if we get nothing else out of the message is this: God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Jesus said that, and Jesus has no sin. It's trustworthy. It's reliable. It's dependable. Amen? We can go to the bank, if you can go to the bank with that that message. Number two, so the source, but then the subject. So declaration has something to do with the source, but it has something to do with the subject. What is the subject of the message that John is given by Jesus? And here's the subject: God. God. So, as we talked in Sunday school Sunday morning, God is a generic term. Everybody says God. It doesn't matter if they're worshiping Allah, they call him God. A moon god, dead god, false god. It might be a Buddha. They call Buddha, don't even have God, but they say that there's a God. Hindus, 330 million of those. God. We see people up there who does a movie, and it's a wicked movie. It blasphemes God. It brings forth all kind of wickedness and depravity and vile. And the guys who get up there and get the award say, I want to thank God for letting me get this award for this vile movie that I made. There's people up there who sing these songs, and they're perverse, they're sensual, they're sexual, they're perverted. And when they get their rewards, or awards, they stand up and say, I want to thank God that I got this reward for singing this filthy, dirty, rotten, no good song. That's not my God. Is that your God? And so tonight, we have to make sure that God is the very subject, but who is God? Well, God is light. God is light. That word light there is standing up for God is wisdom. Now, he doesn't give wisdom. He's not the source for wisdom. He is wisdom. So when you get God, you get wisdom. Amen? So he is wisdom. He's all wisdom. There's none wiser than him. There's none tonight that is going to remove him from being wise. He's wisdom. Tonight, not only is he wisdom, but he's knowledge. He's all knowledge. There's no one who knows more than God. There's no one who knows before God. There's no one who's going to know after God. He knows. He knows who you are. Matter of fact, we just read in Psalms 119, the first time I really seen that, it talks about God fashioned me. Know what it said? God fashioned me, created me, fashioned me. We find that to mean that it within the womb of our mother, that we were fashioned there. And it was God that did that. He said that in Psalms 119. So you that are abortionists, you that are having abortions tonight, you're going against what God has created and fashioned within the womb. I hate to stand before God in your terms, it's one day, as a murderer. Amen? And so we find tonight that God is all-knowing. He knows our beginning. He knows our ending. He knows what's within us tonight. He knows what we're thinking. He knows what we're imagining. He knows whether we're saved or lost. He knows where we're headed tomorrow. He knows why we're headed there. He knows the intents of our heart. He knows the very reasoning of our minds and lives. And tonight we can just stand before God, and we're completely naked before God. There's nothing secret with God. God's all-knowing. He's light. Not is God light in that he's all-knowing and that he's all wisdom, but tonight God is light in that he's holy. Holiness is who he is. He's all holy. He's always been holy. There's never a time when he wasn't holy. Matter of fact, if you're going to be holy, you're going to have God. Tonight, God is what makes you holy if you have holiness. Amen. It's God who is holy. It's not that he gives holiness. It's not that he's the source for holiness. He is holiness. Amen. So this is important tonight to know that he's light. Not only that, but he's truth tonight. God is the only truth that we have in this world. There's no other truth. There's not two truths. There's not three truths. There's not four truths. There's one truth, and it's God tonight. And everyone else is a liar. Tonight, God is truth. He's truth in your life. He's truth in other lives. He's truth in your day. He's truth in your night. He's truth what's preached, and he's truth what's not preached tonight. If anything tonight has not God in it, there's no truth in it. God is truth. No matter tonight what you think, no matter tonight how you feel, no matter what the emotion of it is or the feeling of it is tonight, God is truth. And if you want to have truth, and you want to be made free, and you want tonight to know God, and you want to walk with God, then you're going to have to walk in truth, because he is truth. Truth tonight. The light. God is light. Lastly tonight, God is life. Light. Life. That's what he's meaning. Tonight, if you're breathing, it's because of God. Tonight, if you're going to last to 10 o'clock tonight, it will be God. Tonight, if you wake up in the morning, you can just say it's God. Tonight, if you are thinking at all, just one little bit, it's God. If you have any strength, you have any ability or capabilities of doing anything tonight, reading or writing or thinking tonight, imagining tonight, of functioning tonight, any kind of talent, any kind of gift, any kind of abilities or capabilities tonight, it's God. He's given you life. It's life. He's life. He doesn't give it. He is it. Tonight, he's life. So we find tonight that Jesus is saying, well, what a good source that is, that God is light. But he says the second thing about God. He says God has no darkness at all. He said, the Bible says, in him is no darkness at all. There's no ignorance in God. Darkness would mean ignorance. So how do you know if I'm in darkness today? Because you're ignorant. That's why you act like a fool in church. That's why you act like a fool outside the church. That's why your behavior and conduct, it reveals who you really are tonight. You're just ignorant of God. Tonight, it's seen with your words. It's seen with your walk. It's seen in your ways. It's seen in your will. It's seen in your wisdom. Tonight, ignorance. But see, God has no ignorance. He has no darkness. Not only does he have no ignorance, but tonight he has no imperfections. No imperfections. You can't ever blame God for nothing. You can't ever point your finger at God and say, you failed me, you let me down, you said, you did, you didn't, and you won't. You know what? I'm angry with you. There's no place tonight in this life for you to be angry with God because he does nothing wrong. There's nothing within him that's wrong. No imperfections. Number three, there is no sinfulness in God. God is without error. God never makes mistakes. God never makes bad choices. God never makes wrong decisions. God has no error in him. He has no iniquity, no transgression. Tonight he has nothing in him tonight as darkness is sinfulness. He has no misery. See, darkness is misery. He has no misery. He's full of joy. He's full of peace. He's full of rest. Matter of fact, whenever he does have anger toward his children, it's love. Amen? God said he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. So God doesn't have any kind of misery going forth in the way of death. He is the one tonight who has joy, and he's the one tonight who has no misery of any kind. Darkness tonight would also represent no death. God has no death. He doesn't die. His son doesn't die. And those that are saved don't die. The Bible says we're passed from death unto life. Is that true? He went to Lazarus and they came to Lazarus and they was running up to Lazarus and said, hey, Lazarus, my brother died. And he said, what? My brother died. He was here. He was sick. You know, and he died. You came too late. You know, Martha and Mary just getting after it. Jesus said, he's not dead, he's just asleep. So he waited two more days, right, before he went down there. He said, he's just asleep. Even his apostles didn't understand that. He said, wait, he's just taking a rest, asleep? He went to the grave, he said, roll it back. He rolled it back, he said, Lazarus, come forth. Then he looked at the napkin, he looked at the grave clothes, he said, just let loose. Let him loose. Next thing, all those materials just fall to the ground. And here comes Lazarus. Amen. He's life. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Tonight, you'll not have eternal life outside of God. You'll not live abundant life outside of God. You'll not live tonight. You'll have no life because he's life if there's no death. And he's no death. Amen. That's encouragement tonight. No death. Now, that word at all, if you looked at there in that verse, verse 5, it says at all. It means three things, and you might want to write this down, at all, because it's going to be important to what we want to say. In him is no darkness at all. That at all means none. None. It means nothing, and it means never. None. Nothing, never. Wow. In other words, tonight, God is the pure light. Look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 8. The Bible says, 1 John chapter 2, verse 8. It says, again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. Jesus is the true light. God is the pure light.
Amen? The true light is telling of the pure light. The true light is telling of the pure light to John. John, I'm just letting you know that God is light. And I'm the pure, God is pure, but Jesus said, I'm true. I'm the true light, telling about the pure light. So 1 John 1:5, God is the pure light. I'm talking about the scriptures now. We've talked about the source, the subject, now the scriptures. God is pure light, 1 John 1:5. Jesus is the true light, 1 John 2:8. So he, Jesus, or God, is the real light. Right? The real light. What you see here is artificial light. He's real. He's the real light. We see that he's the real light in creation. Turn to Genesis chapter 1 with me. I know y'all probably have that chapter memorized. Genesis chapter 1. Talking about Jesus, God, who is the real light. It says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness. Is that word darkness? Was God there with darkness? And was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. When the Spirit of God came on that waters, then that darkness turned into light. That's the true light. That's the pure light. That's the real light. Without God, it would still be dark. Thank the Lord that the true light, the very real light, is in creation. Turned darkness into light. But it's also in salvation. Turn to 2 Corinthians tonight, if you don't mind, to chapter 4 and look in verse 3. It's not only in creation that this real light is, but it's in salvation, justification, you could say. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light, there's that light, of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. But we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. What do we have? We have the light, the gospel, and it has lighted us. And tonight, salvation, justification, has everything to do with this real light. That God, that Jesus is telling John, John, I got a message for you. God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. It was in creation. It's in salvation. Thirdly, I want you to notice tonight, it's in sanctification. Look in 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. The Bible says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past you were not a people, but now you are a people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. So you've been called out of darkness into light, marvelous light, sanctification. Where God is going to separate you. God is going to divide you. And he did. He took you out of darkness. Took you from the power of darkness. And translated you into the kingdom of his dear son. Right? So the Bible teaches in Colossians. And so tonight, in the way of sanctification, that is God taking you out of darkness and putting you into light. And that's what he's doing every day of our lives. He's separating us. He's dedicating us. He's causing us to be set toward him and out from the darkness. So we find it's in creation. We find it's in justification. We find it's in sanctification. We find it's in glorification. Turn to Revelation chapter 21 in heaven. So what Jesus was telling John was pretty important about light tonight. Revelation chapter 21. Look in verse 23. The Bible says, and the city had no need of sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. So who's the light of heaven? Jesus. So he's the one who turned darkness into light at creation. He's the one at salvation, has given us the light of the glorious gospel that shined. God commanded that light to shine out of darkness. He's the one who's taken us from darkness and called us unto light. He's the one tonight, as we spend all of eternity, billions and billions of years with Christ, and it's going to be the Lamb of God that's going to be the light of heaven. That light. Look there in that verse 24. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. They're going to walk in the light. I'm telling you tonight, you better get a hold of this. God is light. And in him there's no darkness at all. No, none, never, nothing. We find here also Revelation 22. Look there in about verse 5. And there shall be no night there. They need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. He said unto them, these sayings are true and faithful, are faithful and true. And the Lord God of thy holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. These things that are said are faithful and they're true. And God giveth them light. And in that light of heaven, they're going to reign forever in light. So this thing about light tonight is very important to you and I that are saved tonight. I mean, our creation was created by this light. Our salvation was from this light. Our sanctification is from this light. Our glorification is in this light. I mean, it's all about this light tonight. This light. And so we find the subject tonight. We find the scriptures that and the source tonight of this declaration. Can I say number two? Not only is it a declaration, I notice, but I see a discrepancy. This discrepancy that I see tonight is not God. What I do see, though, is I do see people. Should I say unsaved people tonight that would be part of this, what say ye? What say ye? I want you to notice the discrepancy tonight is in words. Look at this. In verse 6 it says, if we say. In verse 8 it says, if we say. And in verse 10 it says, if we say. Now there in that verse 5, Jesus said. So the discrepancy tonight is what Jesus said and what you say. That's the discrepancy. What Jesus said and what you say. So we got to learn that tonight. The second discrepancy that I noticed is not only is in words, but it's in walk. Verse 6, it says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. So if we, verse 6 says, if we walk in darkness, there's no fellowship. But then in verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. So there is fellowship. So the discrepancy is in walk. You walk in darkness, no fellowship. You walk in light, fellowship. So we see discrepancy there. Number 3, I see the discrepancy not only in words and walk, but I see it in ways. In verse 6, it says, we lie. A liar. That's a discrepancy. If you're going to lie, it's a discrepancy. Number 2, I noticed in verse 8, not only a liar, but I noticed a deceiver. He says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. So you're a deceiver. Discrepancy is in your ways. As a liar and as a deceiver. Then thirdly, I notice in verse 10, a blasphemer. We see at verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar.
Now who's him? Him is God. Him is Christ. Make him a liar. That's blasphemy. To make God a liar, you're blaspheming. And so we see that there's a discrepancy in the words and the walk and the ways, but then I also notice that there's a discrepancy in his wills, in the wills of man. In verse 8, I notice that it says, if we say that we have no sin, what they're trying to do is clear sin. I have no sin. It's clear. I'm clear of sin. No sin. Not a little bit of sin, not some sin, not sometimes sin, no sin. I'm clear of sin. Well, there's a discrepancy with that. I'm clear of sin. But then I noticed here in this scripture, I noticed the confess of sin. Verse 9, if we confess our sins. So that's pretty self-explanatory. But then we see in verse 10, the cover of sin. He says, if we say that we have not sinned. See, we sin, but we're saying we have not sinned. So what we're trying to do is try to cover the sin. So in our wills tonight, either you're going to clear sin, confess sin, or cover sin, and it's all about your will to do that. Discrepancies we notice in these thoughts. Number three, and really here's the message. It's the not only the declaration and the discrepancy, but I noticed the details tonight that we might want to consider. The first one I want you to consider tonight is who does not the truth? Verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Now, how do we do not the truth? We do not the truth by those who walk in darkness and say they walk in light. You say you're walking in light, but you're walking in darkness. You say you're in fellowship with God. You say you're in a sharing, contributing, you're in a distribution, you're in a partaking, you're participating with Jesus. You're in union, you have communion with the Holy Ghost of God. You say that that's what's going on in your life, that you're walking in light. But in reality, you're walking in darkness. You do not the truth. You do not the truth. Tonight, that detail, so you are not doing the truth. However you want to put it, you say, well, I'm coming to church. That don't mean nothing. That don't mean anything tonight. You say, I'm reading my Bible. I'm praying. I'm not cussing. I'm not stealing. I'm honest. I really am thankful. And all these other attributes or characteristics that you might describe tonight. But here's how you do not the truth is that you say you're in fellowship with God. You say you're walking in the light, but you're really walking in sin. You do not the truth. You see, tonight you have to do the truth. Not only do you have to tell the truth, but you have to do the truth. You see, Christianity is not tonight these seven things you do and these 10 things you don't. Christianity tonight is not these rules and these rituals and all this stuff tonight that everybody would tell you all over the world to be a Christian, you have to do this, you got 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 to do this, and you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do that. You know, you throw your hands up and say, I can't do all that, and I can't do all that. Tonight, that's what Christianity is to the world, but it's not a Bible term of that at all. Christianity tonight is fellowship with God. Fellowship with Jesus, fellowship with the Spirit of God, and fellowship with the church. That is what Christianity is tonight. And if you're walking in sin, and you're living in sin, and you're abiding in sin, and you're loving sin, and you're liking sin, and you're acting in sin, and you're conducting in sin, and you have behaviors of sin, and sin of attitude, and sin of heart, and sin of mind, and sin of tongue, and sin of eye, and sin of ear, and sin of touch, and sin of goal, you're of sin tonight, and there is no fellowship with you and God. You do not the truth. You're not saved. You don't know God. You don't know Christ. You're not going to heaven. You're going to hell. It's how serious it is tonight. You do not the truth. You can't be saved tonight and do not truth. You can't be saved tonight and lie and say, I am in fellowship with God, I'm right with God, I'm walking with God, and you're living and you're behaving and you're conducting yourself with darkness. There's no salvation with that. You lie and do not the truth. You're not doing the truth, you're not doing what's right, and you're not doing the Word. Tonight, it's not only that you hear the Word, but you do the Word. Is that true? Tonight, it's not about hearing the Word, it's about doing the Word. You know, they come to Jesus and said, hey, Jesus, here's your mom and here's your brothers. And what did he say to them? He said, who is my brothers? Who is my sisters? Who is my mother? You know what he said? But he that doeth the will of God. Do. You say, brother, I guess you get saved by works now. No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all. None get saved by works tonight. Works is not a salvation, but there's works from salvation. Amen? You shall be known by your fruits, by your production. Faith without works is dead tonight. Very clear tonight, if you've been reading James, that you understand that is so clear about how it was Abraham who brought his son to die on that mount, and because of that action, it showed forth his faith. Of Rahab taking those spies and keeping them and hiding them and letting them go was showing forth that her faith by that work. It wasn't that work that saved her. It was that faith that saved her, and it was that work that confirmed her salvation. So tonight I'm saying to you that you cannot say that I'm in fellowship with God and walk in darkness because you lie. Amen? And you do not the truth. Number two, in the way of details tonight, who does not the truth? Number two, who doesn't have the truth? Not who does not the truth, but who does not have the truth. Verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. I mean, this is not even you doing anything. It's just not in you. And you're a deceiver. And you're deceiving yourself. You're deceiving yourself to think tonight that if you can say that you're in fellowship with God and walk in darkness and walk in sin, you are a deceiver of your own self, and you do not even have the truth in you. Is that what it says? The subject at hand tonight, not many preachers preach it in this context. I see it in the context of verse 5. When Jesus said to John, I got a message for you, and it's from him, Jesus Christ. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Then he goes on to say that if you say that you're in fellowship and you walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. And then he goes on to say that if we say that we have not sinned and we deceive ourselves, that the truth is not in us. It's the same subject at hand tonight. It's what Jesus told John. John, God is light. And there's no darkness at all in him. And when you say that you're in fellowship with God and you're walking in darkness tonight, you don't even have the truth and you're deceived. Let's just stop cutting to the chase. We got to stop messing around and acting like it's okay to have a little bit of sip, a little bit of smoke, a little bit of dip, a little bit of cuss, a little bit of porno, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. It's all right, you know, we're just human, we're just flesh, we're just fragile, we're just weak. Hey, the world is wicked, man. The whole world is in the wickedness. And, you know, we take that and we say, okay, and then everybody else around us is saying the same thing. And everybody else say, well, I go to church and I pray, I give my tithes, I read this, I sing the songs. You know, I love Jesus as much as everybody else does. No, you're deceived. If you think that you are in fellowship with God and you're in sin and walking in darkness tonight, the Bible says you're deceived and the truth is not in you. I can't candy coat it tonight. I can't say you're okay. I can't say it's going to be all right. I can't say everything's going to work out in the end. I can't say God's got a bucket here and a bucket here, and you're good and you're bad, and when it's all said and done, whichever the bucket is, it's not full, that's where you're headed to. If you got a lot of good and you got a lot of, not so much bad, well, then you're okay. I can't say that, but I can say this. If you think you're saved and you're right with God and you're walking with God and you're in sin and you're living there and it's about you and your sinfulness, you're deceived. And the truth is not in you. Because I'm going to tell you why. Because God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. That makes you a liar if you say different. And it makes you a deceiver if you say different. Amen? Serious matters here tonight. A lot of preachers take these verses and they say verse 9. You know, they always use verse 9. If you just confess your sins. What sins is he talking about in verse 9? The sin of saying that you are in fellowship with God and you're walking in darkness. That's the sin he's talking about. It's in the context of the scripture tonight. So your little white lies and your little old imagination tonight that runs rampant and everything, friend, I'm just saying tonight, if you say that you have fellowship with God and you walk in darkness tonight, you lie and do not the truth. If you say tonight that you have no sin, in other words, I'm in darkness, but listen, I don't think it's darkness. What? I know some people tonight that don't think social drinking is a sin. Right? I know some people who dip, who go to church, and they don't think anything about it. Right? I know some people who say cuss words tonight, and they say it's just part of the language, you know, it's just a word. It's just a word. Well, Jesus says, except you repent, you shall likewise perish, and that means go to hell, but you don't want to believe that, but it's just a word too. So we can find tonight that the words have meanings, and words are important tonight. I'm saying tonight, for you and I, that we're going to have to know the details of this passage so that we won't be a liar and we won't be a deceiver. I'd hate for you to walk out of here tonight thinking you're okay. And you walk out of here as a liar, and you walk out of here as a deceiver. And tonight, you'll drop dead in hell. God help tonight. We find, number three, not only who does not the truth, but who does not have the truth, but who denies the truth. Look at verse 10. This is the most serious one here in verse 10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Now tonight, who is this? This is the blasphemer. Those who walk in darkness and say they haven't sinned by walking in darkness. You know why you're a blasphemer? Because God said that God is light. And God said that there's no darkness at all in God. You say that while I'm walking in darkness, whatever the amount of darkness is, or the limit of darkness, the shallowness of darkness, or the height of darkness, it's the bottom line, sin is darkness. And you're walking in this darkness. You're looking at God saying to him, you're a liar. That's what you're doing. When God says, I'm light and there's no darkness at all in me, then you say that you have fellowship with me and walk in darkness, you make me a liar. I'm telling you, friend, that is trouble for you. To make God a liar. In other words, what you're saying is tonight is what Jesus said to John in the message. God is light, in him there's no darkness at all. So you're saying to God, God, I'm just going to say I'm in fellowship with you. Me and you got it going on. We're buddies. And I'm just going to live in sin. I'm going to live in attitude. I'm going to live in disobedience. I'm going to live in rebellion. I'm going to live in stubbornness. You know, I prayed a prayer. I got baptized in the baptistry. You know what? I do all that I can. I do my very best and all that kind of stuff. You know, what you're saying is this, is God, you're a liar. You're a liar. That's what you are. Because see, if you was really that light like you say you were, then I wouldn't be walking in darkness. But whether tonight you want to believe that or not, whether you want to walk in darkness or walk in light tonight has no bearing on who God is. God is light and there's no darkness at all in Him. And your job now, your responsibility is now, your liability is this, is how am I going to walk? And if I walk in the light as He is in the light, that gets what we have. We have fellowship with one another. Is that true? But if I say that I'm in fellowship and I walk in light, then I'm a blasphemer. And I'm calling God a liar. Serious matters. Serious matters. God help us tonight. God's not in you. Jesus is not in you. The Spirit of God's not in you. You, His Word is not in us. His Word is not in us. Who's His Word? Jesus. His Word. Spirit. God. It's God's Word. Spirit wrote it. Jesus is the Word. It's not in you. You can't call God a liar. Tonight, you can't call Jesus a liar and live. You can't call God a liar and live. And you can't call the Spirit of God a liar and live. Nobody in this room or on this earth ever has and ever will. Number four. Details of this is who describes the truth. Verse 9 speaks of the believer. What will the believer do? Well, the believer says in verse 9, he says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So what is the confession of? Well, here's the confession. So you're saying, Brother Larry, in the way of this Christian life, you have to live a perfect life. No, I didn't say that at all. Matter of fact, I could say it, be perfect for I am perfect, but that word perfection means whole or complete. It doesn't mean without sin. I could say, well, be holy for I am holy, and that is holiness and righteousness without, by the way, no man shall see God. Right? I'm not saying that at all tonight, but I am saying as a believer, either you're a liar, a deceiver, or a blasphemer, or a believer. If you're a believer tonight and in this life, you begin to live this life and you begin to walk in sin and you say to God, I'm in fellowship with you, what a believer will do is they will confess. They'll say, whoa, wait a minute, Lord. I am not in fellowship with you. See, I'm in sin, but I am not in fellowship with you. See what I'm saying? The difference is. It's what you say. See, a lot of people say, I say that I'm in fellowship with God and walk in darkness. Friend, you have nothing there. But you can say, Lord, you're right. I am saved and I'm walking in darkness and me and you are not in fellowship. That's what a Christian does. He confesses that. I am not in fellowship. Number two, in the way of confession here tonight, a believer will. He said, not only I'm not in fellowship, but Lord, I am walking in darkness. Confess. I'm walking in sin. Not trying to cover it. Not trying to make it clear. I'm just confessing it. I'm in darkness. I'm not in fellowship. That's what believers do. Believers confess. Confess, I'm not in fellowship. I am walking in darkness. And then what the confession is I am in agreement with Jesus. And by confessing that you're in agreement with Jesus, matter of fact, that word confess means agreement, and I'm in agreement with Jesus because Jesus said God is light and there's no darkness at all in Him, meaning that if I'm a child of light and I am the light of the world and I am going to be one who's going to walk in the light as He's in the light, I can't walk in darkness and do that. So Jesus is right. I agree with Him. That's a confession that needs to be made by us. When you are walking in sin, Lord, I confess I'm walking in sin. If you are not in fellowship with God, I confess I'm not in fellowship with you. Hey, I agree with you, Jesus. You're right. Light and darkness cannot coexist. Is that true? Light and darkness can't ever unite.
can't ever be on the same street, in the same heart, in the same life. It will never happen. It cannot happen. Jesus said it cannot happen. God said it cannot happen. Holy Ghost of God said it cannot happen. What are we going to confess? We're going to confess, I am in sin against God. That's what I'm going to confess. Lord, I'm a Christian. I'm not in fellowship with you. I'm walking in sin. Jesus is right. And I'm sinful. That's what believers do. That's what they do. I'm in need of forgiveness and cleansing. If I confess, I'm in need of cleansing and forgiving. That's why you would confess, right? I need forgiveness. I need cleansing. We're talking about what believers would do. Forgive me of my lying. I said I didn't sin. But you said I was a liar. Lord, you're right. Forgive me for lying. Well, I said I didn't have no sin. Well, I'm a deceiver. Lord, forgive me for being a deceiver. Well, I said that I have no sin and it made you a liar. Lord, forgive me for being a blasphemer. For that's what believers do. Confess. Forgive me. They say, Lord, cleanse me from me being a living lie. Cleanse me of that. Lord, forgive me, Lord. Cleanse me of being deceptive. Trying to cover my sin. Trying to clear my sin. When all you accept is a confessing of sin. Lord, cleanse me from my making Jesus a liar. God, forgive me. Cleanse me for making God a liar. God, cleanse me from making the Holy Spirit of God a liar. Forgive me tonight. Question is what say ye? What say ye? All boils down back to fellowship. Don't tell God you're in fellowship tonight when you're walking in darkness. Don't do that. Confess it. Get cleansed. Get forgiven. And move on. Amen? That's how it works. Tonight, if you're going to continue to be a liar, continue to be a deceiver, continue to be a blasphemer, you're without God. That's what people do who are lost. But those who are saved, they just come to 1 John 1:9 and confess it. God, help us tonight to see where we are with you, that we may confess tonight the sin that's so before us. And that is not just the sin of saying something wrong, or the sin of being angry, or the sin of being bitter, or the sin of being dishonest, but the sin of saying you're in fellowship with God and you're walking in darkness. That's what the subject is. That needs to be dealt with tonight. We cannot walk out of here as a liar and as a blasphemer and as a deceiver tonight. We got to walk out of here as a believer, confessing our sin to God. Amen? I'm not saying you're going to lose your salvation. If anybody knows me enough, you know that I don't believe that. But I'm saying to you tonight, if you're not even saved, you'll walk out of here as a liar, deceiver, and a blasphemer. God help tonight. Let's stand to our feet, our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Maybe we just need to have an altar call tonight. Anybody and everybody, just come and just make some confessions with God. Just come and fill this altar up right where you are. Fall down before a holy thrice God. Say, God, I just need to get clean with you. I don't want to make a mistake by saying I'm in fellowship with you and, Lord, I'm in sin. God, help tonight. See, believers will come to God tonight and get this thing right. Get this thing clear. Listen, it's dangerous tonight. This is dangerous area, dangerous territory. Begin to start confessing. Confessing to God. Where are you at tonight? What's going on? It's time. It's time tonight as believers to get that under the blood. Stop saying that you are when you're not. And stop saying that you're not when you are. God, help tonight.
Help us, Lord. Oh, God, give grace. Have mercy. What a serious note that John has given tonight. God, help us tonight. Oh, Lord, that you'd help us. Help us to see us right where you see us. God, help us know us. God, that we'll just be truthful with you tonight. That we be honest. If you're not saved tonight, won't you come get saved? Won't you come and give your life to Christ? Won't you come tonight? See, I've had enough. I've had enough. How about you tonight? How about you, teenager? How about you, young person? How about you, mom and dad? How about you tonight? Would you come? Let's get this thing right. Brother, I just need to be born again. I just need to get right with God. I need to confess these things. How about you tonight? Well, we're about to pray. These are praying. They're going to continue to pray. And if you'd like to come to the altar, you come tonight and we'll pray as we always do on Wednesday night. I'm going to ask you tonight, if you're not going to come down to the altar, you're going to sit in the pew. Do not talk. Do not make any noise. Do not get up. Do not disrupt the prayer meeting. If you feel led to pray tonight, you pray and I'll close.